Welcome to the 25th episode of the Elite
26.
25th. Last week was 24.
No, it wasn't. No, yeah. Last week. Check online. Last week was 25. I thought...
Like, am I going to get mad at you?
You might.
It's the 25th.
You might.
Welcome to the 25th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
Wait, are you sure it's the 25th?
Yes.
All right. I'm Kevin.
I can't stop laughing.
And yes, as she said, this is the Elite Cosplay Podcast. Today, as you can probably tell, we are also not back at our normal filming location.
No.
We are in...
Portland.
Yes, Oregon, yeah, not Maine.
It's 25. Sorry.
So.
Just to point that out. Portland, Oregon, yes. Just
visiting.
A couple hours south of Seattle.
Yes.
Visiting for basically no reason. But
yeah.
We like to come here every once in a while.
Yes.
And
we
we're
usually...
so committed to the podcast that we're doing it in a park.
Right. We do come down here for, well, we used to come down here for KumoriCon.
But we don't. We haven't attended that, and we're not going to again, so...
Yes.
We haven't been to Oregon in a while because of that, so...
Yes. That's the only reason
there was
we
no
used
reason,
to come down
yeah.
here.
So, but. Anyways, I was giggling because a lady walked by, and she said, "I'm sorry, can I take a picture?" And so she just took a picture of us, because we're just sitting here with, like, our equipment and stuff. And then, as... we're introducing the podcast, she's down on the sidewalk zooming in, taking more pictures of us.
Oh, really? I didn't see that part.
So that's why I was laughing, because I was like, I don't... What? Why? What? Because
we're weird.
We're so Portland.
Yeah. We're just keeping it weird
keeping
here.
Portland weird, right? Yeah. We're famous now in that lady's eyes.
I doubt we're famous in her eyes.
I don't know.
We're not even famous in a lot of people's
eyes. In anybody's eyes.
Oh, and
sorry,
then there's a Segway tour about to roll past
Ooh.
Us, so...
Oh, but it'll roll behind the camera, which
yeah.
isn't fun. Anyways, San Diego Comic-Con's going on right now.
Oh,
which
yes.
I did not know was so close to...
Anime Expo?
Anime Expo.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking about all the vendors and stuff. Like, they probably just don't even
the
go home.
The vendors and even the people that just attend... But like, there's... I know people that are attending both, or that have attended both.
Literally insane.
Yeah, like... I barely started feeling normal on Thursday from the con. Like, it takes me, like, I have to
readjust.
Adjust. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're just in con mode and you just go con to
con. 2 weeks is a lot of con mode.
Yeah,
and San Diego Comic-Con is, like, really hardcore
well,
with, like,
it's
the
good.
Lines and everything.
It's perfect for people, like, kids and college students, I guess, because...
Yeah, they can go harder.
Well, and they don't have any real responsibilities to get back, or, well, I don't know about everybody.
Oh, it's summertime.
Yeah, it's summertime.
So a lot of people are out of school, and...
Yep, you don't have to do...
If you don't have a job, a summer job, then, yeah, you can you can just be like, fuck it!
Yep,
but,
exactly. Part of time.
I mean, basically, San Diego Comic-Con is just glorified Line Con.
Is glorified Line? Yes.
Yeah. Like,
well,
like Lillian, she... Okay, she waited from, like, 3 a.m., until like 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. and then all these people cut her, so she didn't get to go into the panel.
What? Wait, 3 a.m. Yeah. panel?
No. She got in line at 3 a.m. and the panel was like at 11 a.m. or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's how San Diego Comic-Con is.
Whoa.
You get in line like for like 24 hours before the thing happens.
That's insane. What panel did she say?
Hasbro, I think.
Hasbro. What do they make?
Like Lego.
Like, no, Legos by themselves.
I don't know. Whatever.
Huh.
I don't remember
Mattel.
Exactly what it is.
No.
But
right.
The whole point of it was, like, she was really upset because all these people just, like, cut. And she got
were
cut
they,
out of line.
Were they VIPs or were they...
No, they were just, like, in the wrong... I don't know how she described it. She's like, they were behind this thing, which they weren't supposed to be. And so they just, like, cut everybody when the line started or whatever.
Aw, what jerk butts.
Yeah. So... And she's like... And, like, none of the employees, like, cared or said anything.
Huh.
So, I mean, she got to go to another panel, so she was fine. But, I mean, still, that's a long time to wait in a fucking line.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I'll ask this. Like, what's the advantage of going to the Comic-Con? Like,
well,
I know,
it's like
I know people want...
Well, if you're an ultimate fan of something, and you can, like, meet, like, your... I mean, these are, like, movie stars, TV stars.
Yeah.
I mean, these are a lot... I mean, it's like freaking Benedict Cumberbatch goes to... Comic-Con, you know?
Right.
That's a big deal.
For what is he there for?
I don't know if he's there. I'm just saying he has been. Okay. Like, in your, so I was giving an example.
Okay.
You know, and like you, like the Bryan Cranston is there.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of people are like, oh, I'm such a big fan, you know, and so they want to go to the Q&A panels.
Okay,
you know?
But okay,
they want to get the autographs
or
the pictures.
So that video where the guy got burned by Bryan Cranston,
yeah.
If you haven't seen it.
You should watch it.
Anyway. We'll try to put it in the links.
It was yesterday, I think.
It was yesterday when we were filming this, so that would have been...
Oh, Friday.
Yes. So yeah. Thursday.
So it was a Q&A panel.
Mm-hmm. The guy was high as F.
Yeah. But what was the point?
I don't know. Well, I mean, like, I feel like if I got an opportunity to ask, I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking of a different mindset. Like, I think in a business mindset, like, you know, what drove you to your success or something kind of question, not like, what was your favorite thing to do in Albuquerque? Like, what kind of question is that? Like, he doesn't care. He doesn't remember. You know, he might just be like, oh, we went to this one diner or something stupid like that. But he really said.
That's why he said.
I visited your mom. Yeah, exactly. Like if you meet someone, I feel like
he was super high, and he probably got like nervous when they were like, "Okay, it's your turn," and he's like, "Oh shit."
That's true.
he just dropped the ball on that one. But it's the way Comic-Con is now. It's so crazy. Just the past like 5 years, it's. I mean. Yeah, everybody talks about Comic-Con.
I know it's so weird. So weird to me because like. I mean, basically, outside of the meeting the stars and junk like that, like, they announce a few, you know, oh, they're going to be making this movie, they're going to be making that movie.
They do previews and stuff.
Yeah, but why can't they just do that at a normal time? I don't know. It's just like,
why do cons exist? It exists because it exists for fans.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand the whole concept of cons then, in general. Like, I wouldn't, if it weren't for you, I wouldn't be going to Anime Expo and stuff like that.
Yeah. But you have a fun time experiencing the culture.
Yeah, it's a culture thing, yeah.
So that's probably, you know, people go to San Diego too because they like the way it feels.
Mm.
Personally for me, I have no interest.
The only thing that piqued my interest out of San Diego was the preview for the Star Wars or the behind the scenes kind of cut
stuff.
Oh,
did that premiere at San Diego
Comic-Con? Yes, it did.
So that was cool.
Yeah, no.
Anyways.
I like Star Wars.
So,
go
Taylor Swift is gonna be in the new X-Men movie.
Oh God, what is she playing? What's the new X-Men movie called? We'll start with that.
I don't know.
You didn't look into that enough.
It just said new X-Men movie, and I was like, oh, there it is.
All right. Did they announce it at Comic-Con?
I don't know. No, it was on Twitter. Sorry, it was a picture on Twitter.
Okay.
It's the one with like Jennifer Lawrence and. Blah,
wait, J Law's gonna be in this
she's
too.
She's in all the X Men, the
she?
Latest
oh,
ones, the like
right.
Days of Future Past and all this.
Oh, she.
She's the blue girl. Mystique.
She's Mystique.
Isn't that the blue girl?
Yeah, that's the one that changes forms.
Yeah, that's
Magneto's.
That's who,
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, didn't know that.
Taylor Swift is gonna play a person called Dazzler, which is a pop star.
Oh God!
I don't know anything about it though. I didn't like dig, so I don't know like if the Dazzler or whatever the name is has like superpowers or if she's just a pop star and then she just like has a storyline that like intervenes with X-Men. I don't know, but that's who it is.
Now, see, I don't hate Taylor Swift, but I don't. Envy? I don't know.
You don't envy?
She's what? Not. She's not in.
I don't. I've never seen her act, so that'll be interesting.
She acts every day of her life.
Oh shit, she does. Yeah. I mean, all
right.
Pop stars do.
I don't know. Not a big fan of her.
Yeah, so that'll be.
Not to say her music's terrible, but it's. Terrible.
You're not a fan of her music. It's just not your genre.
That's partially true.
Yeah. I just thought, and it was, I mean, the title of the Twitter thing was, like, haters gonna hate.
Oh, so,
like,
there you go. Hey, look at that. That's me.
They know that, like, people aren't gonna be really excited about it, but it could turn out to be cool. I don't know. The picture of the Dazzler kind of looks like Jem from, like, the 80s.
Jem?
The cartoon. Jem.
Don't know what that is.
like super 80s, like crazy hair with like sparkly shit. And I was like, well, if it looks like that, then fine.
So you just want Taylor Swift to be sparkly?
Yeah. Well, she already is kind of sparkly, but I want her to be like 80s sparkly with like pink streaks and blue streaks and like bright pink blush, you know?
And blocky pantsuits.
Yeah, like a power suit with like some like shoulder pads and shit. Like Golden Girls style. I really like that.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Come on, T-Swift.
Everybody aspire to be a 80s power suit wearing...
Yeah, a powerful woman in the 80s. 9 to 5.
Oh, come on. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Anyways. All right. What else we got today?
Oh, Anime Expo announced that they had, they think, 90,000 paid attendees, which is 10,000 more than last year.
Wait, they think? Don't they have, like, receipts?
Well, it's currently an estimate because it just ended. Okay. So they're probably still figuring it out. I don't know, but it said 90,000. The amount of free people that just wander in, they don't know yet. But 90,000.
That's pretty impressive. Is that the biggest one ever so far?
Yes. It just keeps growing. In 2012, which I think was your first year, it was 60,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's grown 50% since then. Which is crazy. That's only good. A couple years.
Yeah. It didn't seem that busy this year, though, but we didn't go inside much.
We didn't tackle the front area as much as we normally do.
You know what
do.
It could have been, though? The efficiency of the lines this year. Maybe, like, everybody was in line.
And then
it wasn't busy
inside. In those back lines, though, where we never shot people. That would make a lot of sense. Because just standing around, like, it was, like, busy.
Oh, and they also converted part of the parking garage into a game room, remember? We used to
blow. A lot of people were like there.
Yeah, because that was, I mean, that's a substantial area. So that the area we
like
were talking.
Yeah, this whole area that we like kind of used to photograph people.
Right.
Into like a gaming, like a tabletop
gaming area. Yeah, that,
which was a big deal.
That's a big area.
Yeah. It's really hot in there though.
Yeah. Well, because it used to be in the photo shoot / arcade
hall. The
tabletop
gaming used to be? Oh.
Didn't it?
I don't know. I can't remember where it was last year.
I bet it was. I wouldn't doubt it. Because this year they had instead of the arcade booths, they had the retro gaming booths, which had like old Super Nintendos NESs and Sega Dreamcast, Ataris. They had everything there.
The gaming, the like computer gaming area was like so much more intense this year.
Yeah, it was.
They had so many computers at the con. It was so, like, I've never seen anything like it. Anime Expo is just turning into a whole nother level.
Yeah, it's trying to be.
It's becoming
San Diego Comic Con.
Yeah, it's becoming. So, it's getting there though. I mean, right. 90,000 people. I mean, obviously way less than San Diego, but.
How much bigger is the San Diego Convention Center? Like,
yeah,
now
I'm
thinking about that.
I'm interested. Like, how big is that place?
Yeah.
Maybe I could just look it up. But,
yeah, we probably look it up.
Because the Los Angeles one's pretty sizable.
Yeah.
It's pretty long.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. And it's pretty. I mean, when we're.
I mean,
walking,
that's
all.
It covers almost the whole like square block.
Oh, it does. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
It goes all the way to the Staples Center.
It's true.
So, remember Causebox?
Yes. I saw them at Anime Expo.
Oh, you did? Did they have a booth?
They had a booth.
Oh, I didn't
know that. Bunch of little blue boxes all over the place.
Oh, I didn't even see them.
Yeah. It was like $30. Is that how much they are?
I actually don't know.
I think they're $30 because I remember, or maybe that was their con special price.
Yeah, it must have been a con thing because... I think it's $10 a month for the box.
Okay.
I think.
Yeah, so maybe it was some type of
I don't think anyone would pay $30 a month for
box. No, I doubt it was $30 a month, but I think at the con,
it was a special rate
of $30 for maybe 6 months or something like that. I don't know. I didn't pay attention. I just saw it, and I was like, huh, can't believe they're here.
Anyways, they shared what they're going to be including, or what they
included
in the July box.
Okay.
So, it was, and this is, I should have taken a better picture of it, but in this picture it says there was a Arta Wig weft sample.
Okay.
Which is just like a chunk of
hair. But does that really matter?
What do you mean, does it really matter?
Well, okay.
Like if you, I guess if you kind of want to know, like if you're, oh, you probably don't get to choose the color.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying is, does that even matter that I get,
you just get like
whoa,
a random color?
Yeah. And then you're
maybe if you're concerned about if you've never tried Arta before and you're like, is it really that? Because they're kind of more expensive on the expensive side for cosplay wigs.
Are they?
Well,
but if you
tell
go
me
to,
they're not really that expensive.
If you've ever been to a con, though, they have a booth.
You can touch them.
You can touch them.
That's what I'm just trying to think of why it's there. So it's a wef. So you can actually use it in your wig too. So if you get like a white one and you have a white wig and you need like some fullness, you're like, hey.
Fullness.
There
yeah,
it goes.
Okay. All right.
An Arda curved wefting needle. So it's so you can sew it into the wig.
Okay.
Because you need a curved needle for it.
Okay.
So if you need a curved needle, that's actually a good thing to have.
Okay.
An assorted clay tool. Sort of like.
Okay. Clay sculpting tools.
Sculpting clay bits.
Okay.
Sculpty sample to go
I'm
with
I'm guessing
your
that's
clay.
Clay. Okay.
A warbla sample.
How big of a warbla?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says warbla sample.
Okay.
Is it just like a small little nubbin?
Yeah, right?
These you're are just like, wah.
Like, and what else?
And then it says bonus. 10 random GoFundMe donors will receive a pair of basic black cosplay gloves.
Okay, so okay, we'll skip that one because only
10 people get it.
Yeah, and yeah. And only people that paid through GoFundMe.
Right.
Okay,
so if you
so
yeah, yeah.
Let's divvy this up. A weft sample.
Uh-huh.
$2 tops.
I think if you buy them they're way more than that. Like if you buy a weft on Arda, it's like $15, I think.
How much is a wig then?
40.
Okay.
Kevin's baffled right now.
Yeah, that seems
unreasonable.
No,
I don't know like what
me.
A weft sample means. Does it mean is it a whole weft?
Yeah.
Or is it just like a part of a weft?
Yeah.
Like
it's probably a part of a weft.
You think so?
Why would they call it a weft sample? Like they would just say a weft if you got a weft.
Yeah.
So
it's probably not a full weft.
Yeah,
then.
It's probably a chunk of it or like a snippet of hair. So $2. That's what
okay,
I would say.
Okay.
I would say a curved needle, maybe another couple of bucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, curved needles aren't that expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
And then what else? They got a warbler sample, which you can probably go... How much does a big sheet cost?
A medium sheet that I get costs $35, I think is what it is.
Okay, so they cut out 10 of those, $3.50.
Okay.
Break it into 10 pieces.
Okay.
So that's 2, 4.
So a weft,
seven.
a short weft. There's a long weft and a short weft. A short weft on Arda is $9.
Okay, but this is weft sample.
Yeah,
I was just giving
you a price.
So I don't.
I've never bought a weft before.
I don't even know what that does. All right, and then what was the last thing?
The clay tool.
Oh, and yeah, okay, that's like
a dollar.
Yeah, and then a clay
and then a
sample.
Sculpty sample.
Another dollar. That's like $8, $9, $10. That's like.
So I mean, you're paying
$8.
What
yeah.
it costs?
Yeah.
How are they
assuming,
making money?
Assuming that it's
I don't know
$10.
If it's $10. Yeah.
Right.
I could look
Well,
it up.
I mean, the other thing is they could be buying in like big... I mean, I don't know how many people
signed
up.
Oh, if you buy
up. In Yeah, if you say like, I need 10,000, which I doubt, you know, maybe a few thousand weft samples, you could probably get them down to like 50 cents a piece or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
So, I would say, yeah, you might be getting it out of it, but honestly, do you need that much sample stuff? Like, do you need a weft sample? Do you need a... curving needle, a clay sculpty set. I don't know. To me, this doesn't quite work out yet. It's
yeah.
like they're putting random crap in there to me. Like, you could just do an art box or something else, you know, paints and other junk. But you're going to get stuff that you don't need.
Can I read you what their goal is?
Okay.
It says, our first goal is to provide desirable and high-quality products to cosplayers throughout the USA.
Okay. So, they've got...
So they got the hike. So Arda is really good quality.
Warbla.
I'll say that. Warbla is obviously what everybody wants.
Uh-huh.
Sculpty is like the basic that everybody uses.
Okay.
So those
okay.
things.
Now what's next? I mean, that's
our
literally.
Our second goal is to provide materials and products to cosplayers who want to test them out. Not everyone can afford to gamble $20 to $100 on full-size products they'd never used before. We will work to provide desirable products for you.
Okay, fine.
So.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
All right, so $10 a month. Okay, so they've done this now. Now what's next month? Like.
So it said it was a basic box.
Okay.
So I don't know. So basic box is $15. And then there's a theme box. And then there's which is $20.
This is only on the GoFundMe, though. This isn't on their
normal
web.
Well, they updated it because it says July. Like, this is all updated.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sorry,
I don't know.
We don't know much about this, so we're just investigating whilst
I don't think
talking.
It's quite worth it. to be perfectly honest. I mean, not to say that their business model, I mean, I don't know. I'd have to get one to really understand what's in there and see what it's worth.
So,
if you know more about this product than we do, please let us know, because I'd like to really talk to someone that has either used it or knows what's going on. Because to me, like the box so that you described is like, that's it to me. Like, what else does anybody else want?
They also have a preview of July's themed products, which is makeup products.
Uh-huh.
But these are there's Wet n Wild. Mm-hmm. Can't see what that one is. Wet n Wild is really cheap.
You can get it at all the drugstores,
uh-huh. No problem. And they have some good stuff in there. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, it's hit and miss. Like, you'll have one, like, really shitty product, and you're like, okay, this sucks. And then you'll find one really great one, and you're like, why is this only $2?
Mm.
You know? So that's how Wet n Wild is. But to me, and I don't have a lot of money, to me, just testing out a Wet n Wild for $2 doesn't bother me.
Okay. All right.
So I wouldn't, it's not aimed at me. I guess.
Right. Well, okay.
Because I would just be like, oh, well, I don't need a subscription box to give me one. Okay. I'll just go to the drugstore and try it.
The two of us don't have any subscription boxes at all.
We used to do food,
but that's not what...
I've wanted...
We need to find someone that has it. I think... didn't Carmen say that she...
She does a clothing one. And I almost signed up for that one because I am really bad at clothing myself. But, it's just the reviews throw me off. You know, people are like, oh, they don't really cater to what you want. It's just generic. You know,
that's part of what I'm seeing here with this is I don't know. Maybe
the clothing one's supposed to cater to you. Like,
maybe
your
we'll
style.
Reach out to Cosbox and see if they'll send us a sample to see what it's all about.
Or you just get one, yeah.
Or I could call them and get one for us.
Yes.
All right, I'll see what we can do. We'll see. We'll see if we can get our hands on a Cosbox to see
if
it's interesting.
If you've never tried Warbla. And you want to just play with it to see, like, is this really something I'm going to use? If you've never tried Sculpty, you know, if you've never touched an Arta wig, you know, like, maybe you don't go to cons. Like, Arta wig doesn't go to all the cons. They go to certain ones.
Right.
So if you've never, like, approached them or anything, then absolutely.
All right. All right. Well,
I've used all these products before.
Okay.
So.
We'll see what we can do. We'll see if we can get a hold of someone and get our hands on a Cosbox to review or something. Yeah, that'd be good.
Poke at.
Yeah. So, at this point...
Yeah, Kevin had something to show me.
Well, it's about midway through, so it's time for our mid-sponsor break. Not sponsor, supporter break, I guess.
Yeah.
This week's episode of the Elite...
Cosplay?
Yes, the Elite Cosplay Podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Starting July 15th, it's Amazon Prime Day, the anniversary for Amazon Prime. They'll have more sale items than Black Friday. So go to elitecosplay.com/Amazon to check out what they have on special that day. So
July 15th.
It's only on July 15th, so make sure to go and check it out then and see what's on sale.
It's like Amazon's Black Friday.
It's Amazon's birthday Super Black Friday sale. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we love Amazon.
Can non-Prime members get it?
No.
Okay.
But if you are a student with the .edu email address, you can get 6 months of Amazon Prime for free.
Wow, 6 months?
Yes.
Wow.
Or actually, and then after 6 months, you can get it at a discount. I think it's like $30
a year. Which is like way cheaper.
Which is
than
a third
what
of what it is.
And as we use Amazon Prime like all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, and getting the packages in like 2 days is so nice because,
yes.
and then when we order from someone else, like when I order like cosplay shit and you know, it takes like a week or like more, I'm like,
or when I ordered from eBay and it's still not here 3 weeks later.
Yeah. It's just like, duh.
Yeah.
It's painful.
Yes.
If you're a student, totally try it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's so worth
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. And I think you get, the student one, the only thing that doesn't come included, so you get free 2-day shipping, but you don't get the free movies and Amazon video.
Everybody has Netflix, though.
Yeah, that's true. And Amazon Music. You don't get Amazon Music.
Nah, no one uses that.
Yeah. So, for the most part, for 30 bucks a month. Oh, and as a student, you get Spotify for $5.
Man, students get everything.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So,
go buy me Photoshop, students.
Oh, that too, yeah. So, go to elitecosplay.com /Amazon to check out the Amazon Prime deals on the 15th of July.
My dad used to like use my student email for everything.
Well, for Amazon, I mean, not Amazon.
Not even that. This was before the Amazon.
No, I know. No. The Adobe, sorry, the A products. All.
Even like Apple has student discounts.
Yeah, you get a discount. No, you get like $500 back, don't you? Oh, you used to get a free iPod.
You get a free iPod back then.
Back then.
Oh yeah. Free iPod.
iPod
Do they still make iPods?
Yeah. Well, they killed the regular iPod now.
They just have a Touch now.
They just have the Touch and the Nano. And
they still have the Nano?
Yeah. And the clip-on one, the Shuffle.
The Shuffle. Yeah. I almost call it the Skip.
The Skip. So those still exist.
Wow.
I think the Shuffle looks different.
The Shuffle should just... I don't know.
I think it's just a button. Anyway.
Oh, it has a screen now. It's a little mini screen.
Right. All right.
Kevin was like really wanted to show me something earlier, but we had to wait for the podcast.
Right. So I don't know if any of you know, but I've complained about the existence of panda bears for a long time, Holly.
Oh, God.
Because...
He woke up in a panda rage the other day. One morning, he was just like, you know what?
Pandas
are stupid.
And to be fair, they are adorable creatures, but...
And they roll around everywhere.
They do, but in nature...
I like pandas.
They are a carnivorous species. They're supposed to eat meat, and yet, for some unknown reason, they decided to eat bamboo.
How long have they been eating bamboo?
I don't know, but long enough that they still haven't evolved an enzyme to process
the bamboo.
Yeah, so they have to eat a shitload of bamboo just to get enough to stay alive. And because they're spending all day eating and rolling around to more bamboo, they don't have time to reproduce, and they're going to go extinct.
Oh, God.
So, as you know, we have to artificially inseminate
pandas
to keep having them. So at least we can have more pandas. So this morning, this came up, and it's a news article that says... Live broadcast canceled after panda makes fake pregnancy to get more food. And I was like...
A panda fakes its own pregnancy?
That's what I said. How unreasonable... Like, how
does a panda fake its
own
pregnancy?
I don't know.
What?
And why would it fake a pregnancy? I mean, it knows. It's just like, look at this. If I'm pregnant,
okay, so, like, one of its friend was pregnant. Like, one of his friends. And she was getting all the attention and, like, all this, like, extra bamboo because they had to feed the baby. And that panda was like, oh, shit. If I just, like,
pretend... Look at Stephanie. She gets more food?
Yeah, if I just pretend there's like something
how
in
do you,
there.
How do you fake a pregnancy
that's
as
what,
a panda?
Like, I feel
like, don't they have like a pee stick for.
Don't they like do an ultrasound?
That's what I was wondering.
I don't know what they do with animals. I don't know how to know if it's pregnant or not.
So the first comment is look at the smug the smug smile. And it's just like, hey!
Yeah, this
I
picture
don't know.
Of his panda. Oh, it's hard to see. It's just like, hey, more food.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were talking about how angry I was at pandas yesterday. So it was hilarious that I came across this article.
Yeah, he just was talking. He went on a second.
Oh. Apparently this is from last year. Oh, it is August 2014. Okay. Me see here.
It's not news. But it was relevant to us because we just talked about it.
Chat pandas, blah, blah, blah.
Read more. She may have been faking it.
Yeah, well, no, they said she was showing signs of being pregnant early on, but...
What if she just lost it? See, now this is turning depressing.
Yeah, it's getting... Hold on. Oh, anyway, what else did you have? Okay.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, okay, so after 2 months after exhibiting the telltale signs of pregnancies, she stopped exhibiting those. Experts speculated the panda may have been pretending to be pregnant to reap the benefits.
Oh my god!
Of having a cub in the oven. Oh my god!
I wonder how they know, like, how they know they're like, oh, you're pretending, or oh, you just lost your baby.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they didn't find an aborted fetus somewhere in the cage, and they're like, okay, well,
it's not aborted. She didn't like
miscarry.
Go to the
panda
clinic, okay?
Panda clinic.
Jeez. Oh, so Colossal Con has kind of been on our minds.
Is that the Detroit one, or is that the...
That's the one that's, like, at the water park with,
yes.
like, the zoo next to it.
Not Detroit, but Midwest somewhere.
Ohio. Yeah. And I think we didn't go before because they went... I think this is them, and I might be wrong, but I think they went on this weird rant on Facebook a couple years ago about how... They won't let photographers charge cosplayers for photo shoots
right.
at
yes.
that con.
Yes, yes. Was that a Marriott hotel too?
No. This was like the person that like runs the con.
Oh, okay.
Not
okay.
the hotel.
Okay.
It was just his personal like beliefs or whatever.
Okay.
And he wasn't very nice about it to the photographer who was being nice about it, just legitimately asking questions, basically. That was the whole thing. It was like this weird thing. And I don't know if it just blew over and now they don't give a shit or, you know, who cares. But that's why we were kind of like, eh, you know, before. And but we see all these cute pictures from there because it's like a water park and everybody does like bikini versions of their cosplays. And it's just like, oh.
Is it in August or something? Like,
I think it's
summer?
In June. It's already
okay.
happened.
Okay.
Or maybe, I don't know. Everything, cons change so much.
Mm-hmm.
Someone was talking about, a cosplayer was talking about, like, how we shouldn't support Colossal Con anymore because of, you know, they have those baby animals there and, like, they're not being treated very well. And, like, some people, like, will go in and, like, take pictures with them, like, cosplay pictures with them.
Uh-huh.
And how they're, like,
sad
not,
baby
yeah,
animals.
Yeah, they're, like, it's not good, like, taking away from their mother or, like, you know, like, the way they're treated in those cages isn't good, and we're just, like, and cosplayers are just, like, supporting that theme park.
Uh-huh. Sorry, I was gonna change the exposure of the video, but no, I forgot it's already.
Fine. Yeah. So what do you think about
the
it?
The end.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw it, and a lot of people were like, oh, you know, I agree.
Listen, we're in America, and if you have the money to pay to be with a baby animal, that's what it's gonna be. You know?
Well, my thing is, like, would... I mean, the con's getting pretty big.
Yes.
Because it's a cool idea.
Concept, yes. Yeah.
Like, if the con or people stop going to the con because of the, you know, the way the animals
are being treated,
being mistreated or whatever.
Definitely.
Would
they change their policies?
Would they maybe think... If you made a big statement about it, if they just stopped going, they'd be like, "Why? Well, okay." But if you made a statement about it, then they'd be like, maybe we should, you know, have a more open space or not abuse them or I don't know, you know.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I don't think it's the con's rules or I don't think the con has any say in if you can go mess with the animals because that sounds like something that the zoo has control over.
That's what I'm saying. Like if people stop going to that con and that con stopped being there to kind of protest that, would the park care?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It depends on how many people don't go, is the thing.
Right.
You know,
oh, so like, if the con just stopped being there.
Yeah, I mean, that might...
It's probably a lot of revenue for them.
For the park? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know.
Because it's Ohio.
Well, yeah. And like I said, this is America. If you speak with your dollars, then that's what's going to be the bottom line.
And
so,
I never thought about it. You know, I see all these pictures with these cute, like, baby cubs and stuff. But they're not treated well there, I guess. They're
okay.
Very
how do people know they're not treated well? Like, what defines like being treated well as a cub? Like, do you get fed as a cub?
Taken away from your mother.
Yeah, but I mean, for like minutes, like hours. What are we talking here? Like, there's.
I don't know.
Like
fully.
Forever. I mean, then they would just raise it as like a partially domesticated animal, and then put it in the zoo. I think like. Ohio has, like, a bunch of, like, really weird private zoos and stuff.
Are they the ones with all the private zoos?
Yeah, I think there was a break, like, one of the, like, a runaway tiger or something a couple years ago. Remember that?
I think that was Ohio.
I don't remember. It was something somewhere. Like, there aren't many states that allow you to have, like, exotic animals.
Yeah.
That are, if you're not, like, an official zoo or something. So I'm thinking it might have been somewhere in the Midwest that we saw that article.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, to me... To me, I don't honestly care, I guess, on this particular subject because, like, it's a baby cub and it's being separated from its mother. And if it was just for, like, you know, a couple hours a day, I don't know. That doesn't seem like it's unreasonable. Like, if they're being malnourished and beaten and shit, then that's a different story.
Overworked, exhausted, and harassed baby animal. Okay, using... Overworked, exhausted, harassed live baby animals for cosplay props should stop.
No. Okay. How do you know an animal's overworked? Like, and how do you know it's
like
exhausted?
If people just keep constantly, like, all day taking pictures with it.
Yeah, fine. That sounds like a policy change at the zoo, though, that not like, something.
A cosplay photo isn't worth their loss of sleep, so maybe they're disturbing their sleep. Distress, separation from their mother. and an eventual trip to captivity farm where they're either forced to breed or killed for their hide slash milk.
Okay, this person, this sounds like a Tumblr post all of a sudden. Like, this sounds
it's
like...
It's on Facebook.
Yeah, I know. This sounds over-exaggerated. You know, it's like, okay, yes, you know, animals shouldn't be abused. You know, this just sounds like someone's, like, taking a personal vendetta
against
this. So
there's a video of the trainer distressing the cub.
How so? Okay. Like,
I don't want to watch it.
I know. Like, to me, distressing a cub is like beating it with a chain or something like that.
It says, Kalahari Resort Tiger Cub Abuse.
Okay, so right now, the guy is like...
He's just playing with it.
Yeah, playing with it. With some paper towels. Okay, the cub's like, oh, hey, look, there's something moving.
It's pretty cute. Oh, jeez. I don't want to watch this.
Okay, hold on. All right, fast forward it. Because this does not look like abuse yet. Okay.
What is that?
It. I don't know.
It looks like a frisbee.
Yeah.
Let's see what the comments say.
Yeah. Poor cub. Okay, like, A, we're not cubs. I don't know if this is abuse. Like, it could look like abuse.
So this
it could
video,
be like a discipline or something like that.
We might have missed it, but this video is just playing with the trainer.
Yeah.
And he's on like a little pedestal, like a table. What is it doing to his? What is she doing to his nose?
I don't know. It's like wiping.
Whatever that is weird.
Yeah.
She keeps wiping his face, and I don't know why, but.
Maybe they're drugging it. Like
that'd be weird.
Here's some ether. Calm down. Calm down.
Yeah, she keeps like shoving something in his face, which is weird. I don't know.
Listen, if it were
description about what she's doing, it just there's says,
isn't there a federal agency that tracks down animal abuse and neglect and stuff like that? Like
even with wild animals?
Yeah, no, like zoo captivity. Like there's
well, they've got to. I mean, in Seattle they got rid of the elephant cage because it was way too small.
Yeah.
So now there's no elephants. They send them somewhere else.
So if they're an actual zoo and they're like some type
it's
whatever
a resort, it's not a zoo.
Okay, whatever. They have to have some type of accreditation, I would assume, to be able to handle exotic animals. And
I don't know what she was rubbing in his nose. It was like his paper towel. But that was the worst thing I saw in that video.
Honestly, like, we don't know what this means. Like, this could be, like, a 5-minute clip, you know, and then they put the cub back. Who knows? So I think people are overreacting in this sense. Like,
but how do you feel about, like, the use of, like, baby animals just for, like, our entertainment? Just, like, take a picture. Like, don't you think it should be, like, rehabilitating the baby? If these baby animals might be bred just for, like, us.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Or they probably are, yeah.
They probably are.
So, like, isn't that kind of weird? Like, shouldn't they be out, like, with, like, their
buddies? Okay, I mean, you can take this all the way back and say, like, wolves were wild animals, and then we bred them to be retarded French bulldogs to sit around on our laps all day. Like, we breed the animals to do certain things that we want them to do. We breed them for companionship.
But
we breed them.
But tigers don't live in the United States. We don't, like, breed
Yeah, do you know
tigers.
How many generations it took to breed a dog to be a loyal companion to us? A long time.
Woo!
We weren't around for that, so we didn't have to see it. Like,
wasn't
pretty.
I just want the animals to, like, be able to play and have lots of room.
What if they are? What if they are?
Just have lots of room and have
fun. What if they're happy? And they're just dancing around. We don't know. Exactly.
I don't know if it's happy or not. I can't tell.
Exactly. We don't know.
The tiger's just going to stare at me, and I'm going to be like, yes, no.
And right now it'll say, I want to eat your face. And then
smack you around a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it'd eat me. It'd just smack me.
With its...
yeah, with his big paw, just like... Yeah. Yeah, and people don't realize that these animals are wild. Like, regardless of how many generations have been born in this resort or whatever, it's not a...
Right. Not yet.
It's not a,
I don't
like,
know. We don't know.
House cat.
Well, yeah. I don't know. I'm mixed about this one. I think they're
sensationalizing,
yes, whatever video that they
saw. It is weird that they just have, like, baby cubs at a resort.
It is a little
odd. Just for our entertainment.
It is odd that a resort has... baby animals.
Yeah.
But if they're some tied to
but everybody
some kind
loves
of
zoo, baby animals.
Yeah. I'm mixed about this. So.
Yeah. Anyways.
Meh.
Yeah.
Meh. We'll come back. We'll reevaluate Colossal Con.
Well, we don't go to Colossal Con anyways. So we're not giving that resort our money. So.
Yes. So if you don't feel comfortable with baby animals,
bothers you,
your choice not to go.
Yeah, you can look up this video. It's only a couple minutes long. We might have skipped over the main because we did fast forward a little bit.
Yeah.
And if it bothers you, then don't give Colossal Con / that resort your money.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But don't go willy-nilly blaming them for stuff that you don't know, because I don't know. If you're on principle that's saying
baby animals.
Maybe people have
seen it firsthand, too.
That could be a different story, yeah. But without proof, I don't know. I can't make a call. I can't say don't go.
It was just something to talk about, because I saw it on Facebook, and I said, I've never, you know, no one's ever,
right.
I've,
no
I've
one's
personally
ever,
never seen anyone bring it up before. Yeah. So it was an interesting thing to me.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
Pew, pew. All right.
All right.
That's a solid coverage on this one.
Yeah. Wow, everybody. Good job.
Episode 25.
Five
and a half of the Elite Cosplay Podcast.
Thank you.
Remember to
us.
Visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon on July 15th to check out the deals offered by Amazon Prime Day.
And if you're going to Anime Revolution, don't forget elitecosplay.com/AR15 or just our website and come hang out with us because we'll be in Canada.
Yes.
That'll be exciting. All right.
Thank you very much.
Bye.